Second the God bracket off, Mishnah Gemara Oros by Begadim Hatzvuin Emitam and Binigar. A piece of clothing made from leather or cloth that has some color, even in such a case that the color is natural, wasn't dyed. This beggar would not be susceptible to becoming tummy from the garment if a negar would appear on this beggar. It would not become tummy. Chazal learn out that a piece of clothing that has color is not susceptible to becoming tummy from the garment. Habatim. Bain tfuim, bain sha'inan tfuim, mitamin, binigon, divrei rabbi mir. As opposed to a negar that appears on a house, as a house also could become tummy from the garment. That would be different. Whether the house has color or not, doesn't make a difference. The house is susceptible to becoming tummy from the garment. Even if that color is not natural, you painted the house, that's why it has color. And subsequently, a negar appears on the house. A bias is susceptible to becoming tummy from the gum, even though it has color, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer Ha'oros Kibazim. Rabbi Huda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. He says that or has the same din as a bias. A beggar that's made out of or out of leather, even if it has color, even if you dyed it yourself, the color was not natural, and a negar appears on the beggar that's made out of the leather, it would be susceptible to becoming tummy from the gum. Rabbi Huda would agree, though, that clothing that's made out of tzemer, wool, or piston, or linen, if it has color, it's not tummy from the gum. Only a beggar that's made out of or out of leather has the same din as a bias, that even though it has color, even though it was dyed, it would be susceptible to becoming tummy from the gum. Rabbi Shimon Aymer has four b'day shemayim mitamin. U'b'day adam ena mitamin. Rabbi Shimon partially agrees with Rabbi Huda, who said that a beggar that's made out of or, even though it's dyed, it would be susceptible to becoming tummy from the gum. Rabbi Shimon differentiates between whether it has color in a natural way, it wasn't dyed, it just naturally has color, or whether you dyed it. In such a case that the color is natural, it is susceptible to becoming tummy from the gum. In such a case that the color is not natural, it has color because you dyed it. In such a case, it would not be susceptible to becoming tummy from the gum. Second the gum, pack it off, Mishnah Dalet, Beggar Shishisye Tavua, Varvo Lava. A beggar that the warp threads are colored, while the west threads are white. Ervo Tavua. Vishisyo lavan, hakol halech achar nir. Or if the west threads are colored, while the warp threads are white, the beggar is judged according to his appearance. As we had in the previous mission, that a colored beggar would not become tummy from the gun. Only if a negar appeared on a white beggar would it become tummy. And what happens if the beggar is partially colored and partially white? The mission tells us that it's judged according to its appearance. Whichever threads stand out more in the beggar, that's the din the beggar would have. Number four should speak out that in regular begadim, it's the west threads that normally stand out more, while in blankets and pillow, the warp threads usually stand out more. But it all depends on how the begad is made. Habegadim etamim biyirakrak sheba yirukim uba'adamdam sheba adum. Begadim would become tamei from bright green negam and bright red negam. Only these color negam would metamei a begad. Haye yirakrak upasha adamdam. Adam da upasha yirakrak tamei. A beggar that has a bright green negah, and it was put away to see if a simituma develops. And the negah did spread, but it changed color. It turned from bright green to bright red. Or vice versa. The negah was originally bright red, and it changed color to bright green. But it did spread during the week that it was put away. That beggar would be tamei, it would be burnt. And since the negah spreads, it is burnt. Even though the negah changed color, that does not affect the status of the negah. Nishtana upasha, nishtana velo pasha, ki'ilu lo nishtana. If the negah changed colors, whether the negah spread or it didn't spread, it has the same din as if it did not change colors at all. The changing of the color of the negah does not affect the negah, since it changed to a color that's also mitame a beggar, to change from bright green to bright red, or vice versa. So whether the negah spread or whether it didn't spread, it has the same din. If it spread, then it would be burned. If it didn't spread, it would be put away for another week. Rabbi Huda Omer Yira'a B'Tchila. Rabbi Huda disagrees. He holds that when the negah changed colors, it's as if the old negah disappeared, and now it's a new negah that's on the beged. So we would look at this negah as if it's appearing for the first time on the beged. And according to Rabbi Huda, the changing of the color does change the status, and now that it changed colors, we look at this negah as if it's appearing for the first time.